This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Kathmandu Valley's air quality reaches unhealthy level with AQI 175. HPV vaccination campaign for girls begins nationwide to prevent cervical cancer. Health Minister Gautam urges girls to confidently receive the vaccine, citing its safety. And Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi heads for landslide win in snap election. Now the news in detail. The air quality of Kathmandu Valley has worsened on Sunday and reached unhealthy level. As per the Air Quality Index AQI, air pollution level of the Kathmandu Valley reached unhealthy level with 175 yesterday afternoon. Kathmandu was ranked the 7th among the most polluted cities in the world yesterday. Cairo has been listed in the top rank of the most polluted cities during the period with 273 AQI. Director General of the Department of Environment Gyanraj Subedi shared that dry weather, operation of factories and industries, and speedy development constructions are reasons behind the air pollution. He added that there is possibility of more air pollution until rainfall occurs. The government has launched a nationwide human papilloma virus HPV vaccination campaign for girls from yesterday. The campaign targets girls studying in grade 6 and out of school girls aged 10 years and above and will continue until February 27th. According to the Child Health and Vaccination Branch of the Department of Health Services, girls in grade 7 to 10 and out-of-school girls aged 11 to 14 who missed last year's vaccination will also be covered. Branch Chief Dr. Abhiyan Gautam urged eligible girls to get vaccinated, stating that the vaccine is highly effective in preventing cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is the second most common cancer among women in Nepal and the leading cause of cancer-related deaths. About 350,000 girls are expected to be vaccinated during the 20-day campaign. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam has shared that cervical cancer could be cured with treatment if it is detected in early stages. In a video message yesterday wishing for the success of the human papilloma virus HPV vaccine campaign against cervical cancer, Minister Gautam requested all to confidently administer the vaccine as it is safe. She also urged all women above 30 years to undergo cervical cancer test in a regular basis. President Ramchandra Podel has stressed the need of political stability for sustainable development, prosperity and social justice. He made the remark while inaugurating the Silver Jubilee function of the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities and the Nepal Indigenous Knowledge Conference in Kathmandu yesterday. The head of state viewed that the languages, scripts, culture, traditions, value systems, knowledge systems and religious beliefs of indigenous communities are not merely cultural assets but also invaluable foundations of Nepal's national identity. He emphasized that the state must play a more effective role policy-wise, institutionally and structurally in their protection, promotion and proper development. The Election Commission has stated that the printing of ballot papers has been completed for 88 electoral constituencies in 37 districts for the election of members of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the Commission's assistant spokesperson Kulbahadur Jisi, a total of 10,963,000 ballot papers have been printed so far. Assistant spokesperson GC said ballot printing has been completed for 37 districts. He said the packing of ballot papers for these districts has also been completed. In the first phase, 1,098,200 sample ballot papers were printed and have already been sent to various districts, the commission said. Meanwhile, the commission has accelerated the voters' education program to aware the voters targeting the upcoming elections. The commission has created and circulated content through digital platforms to aware the voters and reduce the percentage of invalid votes. The Supreme Court has refused to issue an interim order on a writ petition filed by Resham Lal Chaudhary, patron of the Nagarik Unmukti Party, Nepal. A division bench of Justices Saranga Subedi and Tek Prasad Thungana made the decision yesterday after a hearing. Chaudhary had sought permission to contest the March 5 House of Representatives election from Kailali constituency No. 1 after his candidacy was rejected by the election officer. The court stated that constitutional and legal interpretations would be addressed during the final hearing and directed that the case proceed accordingly. Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Chaulagai has shared that the government is ready to support in making policies and rules required to increase participation of the private sector in carbon trading, stating that participation of financial institutions of Nepal is necessary in the carbon trading. Minister Chaulagai stated that the ministry was ready for policy level facilitation for this purpose. At an inauguration of a workshop organized in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister mentioned that they signed the historic agreement of receiving climate finance from LEAF Coalition in recognition of our efforts to reduce deforestation through our hard work. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has said the Nepal Police Strategic Conference is crucial for building a capable and strong police organization. Inaugurating the two-day conference yesterday, Home Minister Aryal emphasized that it would boost police morale and help align the force with public expectations. He said the Home Ministry would support the implementation of suggestions and opinions from the conference. Inspector General of Police Tan Bahadur Karki added that the conference would address issues in police mobilization and crime management, including organized crime, cybercrime, and other emerging threats. Now a sports news update. Nepal lost their first match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup to England by 4 runs at Wankhede Stadium of Mumbai yesterday. Despite a moderate beginning and turning into a thrilling game, Nepal failed to chase the target of 185 runs. Nepal scored 180 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 6 wickets. In the first innings, England scored 184 runs in 20 overs with a loss of 7 wickets. Now Nepal will compete against Italy on Thursday. Apart from Nepal, England and Italy, Group C also consists of West Indies and Scotland. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is set to lead her Liberal Democratic Party LDP to a decisive victory in a snap general election. According to the BBC, Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partners have secured a commanding majority in the country's lower house, winning a combined total of 352 seats in the 465-member parliament. The Liberal Democratic Party alone captured 316 seats, marking a strong comeback after the party had lost its parliamentary majority under previous leadership. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi called the snap election after making history last October as Japan's first female prime minister elected by lawmakers. The election was held amid growing public concern over rising living costs and sluggish economic growth. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including Sudar Paschim Province and mainly fair in remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Meanwhile, mist will occur in a few places of the Tarai region today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu Valley's air quality reaches unhealthy level with AQI 175. HPV vaccination campaign for girls begins nationwide to prevent cervical cancer. Health Minister Gautam urges girls to confidently receive the vaccine, citing its safety. And Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi heads for landslide win in snap election. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.